Lord, we thank you. I woke up with new mercy, Lord. How great. So faithful, amen. How great,
great is thy faithful.
Now I wonder if you could just take a little time just to give him worship, just to give him praise, Lord. Lord, we thank you once again just for bringing us into your house, Lord God. Lord God, just to bless your name and to give you total praise, Lord God. Lord, great is thy faithfulness, Lord God, unto me, Lord God. Lord God, great is your mercy, Lord God. Great is your loving kindness, Lord God. Lord God, you showed me favors during the week, Lord God. And Lord, we're thankful, Lord God. You kept me through another week, Lord God. And I'm thankful, Lord God. You woke me up another morning, Lord, to see another day, Lord. And I'm thankful, Lord God. Lord God, I'm thankful for your mercy, Lord God. Thank you for your favor, Lord God. Thank you for your loving kindness towards me, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for choosing me out of this generation, Lord God, to live in this last day, Lord God. Earthquakes are going on all around, Lord God, but still, Lord, you see fit to protect my household, Lord. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for keeping us safe, Lord God, giving us jobs to work, Lord God, giving us good health, Lord God, giving us good minds, Lord God, giving us hands of worship, Lord God, giving us a voice to praise your name, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for truth, Lord God. We thank you for faithfulness, Lord God. One more time with your whole voice singing out loud. Steadfast love. That means it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't go anywhere. It stays with you. That mercy. How many are glad to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. How many are glad to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Let's just go to God in prayer. Lord God, we thank you for just bringing us into your house once again, Lord God. And Lord God, with thankful hearts, Lord God, we just come to say thank you first off, Lord God, just for, Lord, bringing us into this house, Lord God. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord God. You're so faithful to us, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. And Lord, as we just are in this service, Lord God, I ask that, Lord God, that you just send a jolt of your Holy Spirit down, Lord God. Lord God, may your presence move through this place in such a way, Lord God, that, Lord God, we feel like we're in another day of Pentecost, Lord God. Lord God, we come to church on the expectation, Lord God. Lord God, we don't just come here, Lord God, just to have a good time. But, Lord God, we come for a fresh experience with you, Lord God. Lord God, we need more of you, Lord God, more joy, Lord God. Lord God, more love in our lives, Lord God, more freedom in our lives, Lord God. Lord God, we may have come here bound, Lord God, but Lord God, we come to be more free, Lord God. Lord God, we come, Lord God, with hands lifted up high, Lord God, expecting the unexpected, Lord God, expecting you to move in a special way, Lord God, expecting you to heal our bodies, Lord God, expecting you to heal our minds, Lord God, expecting you, Lord God, to lift us up into heavenly places, Lord God, expecting a blessing from you, Lord God, and Lord God, if we come under expectation, Lord God, you're obligated to meet us at our knees, Lord God. So, Lord God, we'll come, Lord God, and say, Lord, fill our cups, Lord God. Lord, we lift them up towards you, Lord God. And come in, Lord God, fill our cups that it overflows, Lord God. And, Lord God, may we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. 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 As you turn in your Bible, Psalms 37 and verse 23. Psalms 37 and verse 23, and when you have it, say amen. Psalms 37 and verse 23, and it reads, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fail, he shall not utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed." That's you. "Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forevermore." Amen? Amen. And I would just want to go back to that scripture one time. It said, "I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." So you may feel like you're begging, but it said, "I've been old, I've been young, and now I'm old. I've never seen it." So if he hasn't seen it then, he's not going to see it now. If you're in need, he's going to meet your needs now. Amen? Let's just sing this song. "Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me." That's love.
Yes, that's love.
Jesus went to Calvary.
Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you. That's love.
It's amazing love.
Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love.
That's love. Jesus went to Calvary.
Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love.
It's amazing. Yeah, yeah. They hung him high, stretched him wide, bound his hands. Never said a word. That's love. They hung him high, stretched him wide, bound his That's not how. This is the good part.
That's not how the story ends. In 3 days, he rose again. That's the
because he rose. That's why we're here today.
That's not how the story ends. In 3 days, he rose again. That's love. That's love.
That's not how the story ends last time. If you can put your hands together, come on. Amen. Put your hands together if you know it's love. How many are just grateful for him? Amen. Now, before we go on, just want to give a little personal testimony of what happened to me this week. Now, how many, the devil bothered you this week? Yeah, he did? Now, I want you to actually raise your hand because I want to know who the devil's bothered. So, what person's been bothered by the devil this week? Amen? Yes, I'm saying let it be so because, yeah, it happened to me. So let me tell you what happened to me. As I was bothered by the devil, as you guys know, I don't have my Wii or my gamer anymore. And what happened was we had to take a little field trip for work, and just so happened we went to a game store. So I walked into the game store. I'm like, wow, and I saw all these nice games and stuff. And I said, I got some money. Let me buy that game. And right when I went to go buy the game, the devil said, oh, yeah, you don't have your stuff anymore. And, man, y'all don't know how much that hurt. I mean, when I say that, it hurt bad. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I start getting down and stuff. I'm like, Lord, I don't have my stuff, and I thought you were going to give me my stuff by now. And I really started getting a little bit upset. But you know what I've learned? I've learned you have to worship when you're upset. Amen. I learned you have to praise when you're upset. Amen. So a song came to my mind. It says, faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. And that song came to my mind, but then another song came to my mind, and I began saying to myself, I said, he's a wonder, 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 he's a wonder. I paused, and he's a mighty God.
Amen.
And I actually began to sing that in the store, and he was like, and I said to myself, he's a wonder, he's a wonder, he's a wonder, he's a wonder. He's a wonder, he's a wonder. Can you say he's a mighty? He's a mighty God. He's a wonder, he's a wonder. He's a wonder, he's a wonder. He's a wonder, he's a wonder. He's a mighty God. He's a wonder, he's a wonder. He's a wonder, he's a wonder. He's a wonder, he's a wonder. He's a mighty God. So you got to learn how to worship and put your hands together. Come on, Becca, give me that key of C. Y'all sing it for me. He's a mighty God. He's a wonder. 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 He's a mighty God. He's a wonder. He's a wonder. He's a wonder, He's a wonder. He's a wonder, He's a wonder. He's a mighty God. Now stop. Now keep your hands going. Now see, you can sing that and just be like, you know, oh, He's a wonder. But you know what you believe in God for. So sometimes you might feel sick in your body, so you might have to change it up a little bit and say it like this. He's a mighty God. He's a healer, He's a healer. He's a healer, He's a healer. He's a healer, He's a healer. He's a mighty God. He's a healer, He's a healer. He's a healer, He's a healer. He's a healer, He's a... You're a mighty God. He's 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 a healer, He's a healer. He's a healer, He's a healer. He's a healer, He's a... You're a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He's a wonderful God. He's a mighty God. Keep your hands going. You're going to work with it a little bit till you actually get into it. When you get into it, you can have to go back and forth and not be so stiff and play the tambourine. And then you actually, sometimes, you know how you're driving in the car and you just think about it, and then you know what I say? He's faithful, so faithful. He's faithful, so faithful. He's faithful, so faithful. He's a mighty God. He's faithful, so faithful. He's faithful, so faithful. He's faithful, so... He's a mighty God. He's a wonder, He's a wonder, He's a wonder. He's a wonder, He's a wonder. He's a wonder, He's a wonder. He's a mighty God. He's a wonder, He's a wonder, He's a wonder. Let me hear you say it. I dare you to say He's a mighty God. He's a wonder. He's a wonder. He's a wonder, say. I dare you to say He's mighty. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Bring it down, so faithful. So faithful, so faithful. So faithful, so faithful. So faithful, so faithful. He's a mighty God. Yes, so faithful, so faithful. So faithful. Even when I don't have my stuff, He's a mighty God. So faithful, so faithful, so faithful, so faithful, so faithful. He's a mighty God. Healer, say, He's a healer, He's a healer. He's a healer, He's a healer. He's a healer, He's a healer. He's a mighty God. 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 Yeah, yeah. So faithful, so faithful, so faithful. He's a mighty God. Now let me stop you. See? You gotta work with it. Say, you gotta work with it a little bit. You can't just be stiff. You gotta be like, Lord, I'm coming here to worship You. I'm coming here to praise You. And you gotta sing it like you know what you're singing about. Now you wonder why Caleb is getting so worked up about this song. Even though he doesn't have his stuff, even though he doesn't know when his stuff is coming, I can still say, and He's faithful, so faithful. He's faithful, so faithful. He's faithful, so He's a mighty God. So He's faithful, so faithful. So faithful, so faithful. Thank you. say so faithful.
So faithful, so faithful.
Come on.
So faithful.
Yes.
Mighty God.
So faithful.
You know what you believe.
Say it again.
He's a mighty God.
So faithful.
So faithful.
So faithful.
He's a mighty God.
Say it.
He's a wonder. 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 He's a wonder.
You're a mighty God.
You're a mighty God.
You're a mighty God.
You're a wonderful God.
You're an awesome God.
You're an awesome God.
You're an awesome God.
He's an awesome God.
He's an awesome God.
He's a wonderful God.
He's an all right God.
He's an all time God.
And he's an all time God.
God.
He's an all-time God.
He's an all-time God.
That part didn't come yet. But then when you get in the inspiration of the song, you're able to put your own thing in there. You'll be able to put your own testimony in there. Even though I don't see it,
he's an all-time God. He's an all-time God. He's an all-time God. He's an all-time God.
One more time. So faithful.
So faithful. So faithful. So faithful. So faithful. So faithful.
He's a mighty God.
So faithful, so faithful, so faithful, so faithful, so faithful.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God.
One more thing. I've been through a lot.
A deliverer, a deliverer.
A deliverer, a deliverer.
A deliverer, a deliverer.
He's a mighty God.
Stay with me.
A deliverer, a deliverer.
A deliverer, a deliverer.
A deliverer, a deliverer.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God.
Bring it down.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God.
Turn around and tell your neighbor he's a mighty God.
He's an all-time God.
He's an all-time God.
He's an awesome God.
He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. So faithful, so faithful. So faithful, so faithful. So faithful, so. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a wonderful God. He's a strong God. A strong God. A strong God. He's a strong God. He's a strong God. His eyes are on me. His eyes are on me. His eyes are on me. He's a strong God.
Amen. So I have to say, Satan, take that. Hey, amen. You may have your seats as we just prepare for a tithes and offering.
He's a wonderful God. He's a wonderful God. He's a wonderful God. He's a wonderful God. He's everything to me. Yeah, wonderful God. He's a wonderful God.
I don't know about y'all, but I feel that. I know what I'm believing God for. Brother Caleb, why are you taking your time with this song? Because it's personal to me. You may not be able to worship because you might have everything okay, but with Brother Caleb, I know what Brother Caleb needs. I know what Brother Caleb, what God has done for Brother Caleb, so that's why I just say,
a deliverer, a deliverer, a deliverer, a deliverer, a deliverer, a deliverer.
Even when I was messed up, he's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Even when tithes and offering comes up, you may say, no, Lord, I'm giving the last that I got. You can say this.
A provider, a provider. A provider, a provider. A provider, a provider. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God.
Driving in the car, having a bad day or something like that, you can just say to the devil, you know what?
I'm thankful, so thankful. I'm thankful, so thankful. Every day, hey, he's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God.
Now y'all have something. You don't have the whole song and verses and stuff.
He's a mighty God.
Brothers, as you come.
He's a mighty God. A provider, a provider. A provider, a provider. A provider, a provider, mighty God.
Verse.
Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for being the mighty God you are, Lord. Lord, even, Lord, when we are on the mountaintop, you're mighty, Lord. When we're in the valley, Lord, you're mighty, Lord. When all things come against us, Lord, you just show yourself, Lord. You say you're nigh to us, Lord, even in us, Lord. Oh, we just want to thank you, Lord. We praise you for your holy name, Lord. Oh, Lord, it's now that we lift this offering, Lord. We know you're going to be with us, Lord. We brought us here, Lord, so we can bring you together, Lord, in our heart. And as we lift this offering, Lord, we're asking you to bless it, Lord. Let it be just prosperous, Lord, to your house and to your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Just prepare to come.
God bless you, saints. I wasn't going to sing this morning. My heart is kind of heavy. But while I sing this song of prayer for you, you pray for me.
Amen. He's concerned. Amen. concerned. Amen. The morning can only last so long, and then the sun has to come up. I think you need just to turn to somebody and tell them the sun has to come up. The sun has to come up. It can't stay down forever. It has to come up. Midnight is just before the break of day. When it's the darkest, that's when the sun is that much closer to coming up. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He's concerned about you.
He's concerned about you.
Sister Michelle just prepares to come at this time.
He's concerned about you. Doesn't matter what you're going through. My God's concerned about you.
I don't know.
Y'all don't got nothing. Y'all sitting down like you don't need nothing from God. I wonder, I dare you to give God praise. I dare you to give God praise. What's that you have in your hand? Is it sickness? Is it worry? Is it stress? Let it go. Let him have it. I wonder, what's wrong? Can you worship God in that? Can you worship God in that? A little boy, he got nothing, but he can still give it to God. My.
El Shaddai, more than supply, your need.
As Brother Jack comes,
God can use it.
If you're willing to lose it, take the little bit that you have, a little bit of joy, a little bit of a joy that you got. He's El Shaddai. More than supply.
I'm going to put those hands together. God can use it. If you're willing to lose it, you'll take the little you have and make it grand. Oh, yes, he will. He is El Shaddai, and he'll more than supply your need. What's that you have in your hand? God can use it. God can use it. If you're willing to lose it, take the little you have and make it great. He is El Shaddai, yeah, and he'll more than supply your need. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I wonder if I can just get you to greet your neighbor and say, he will supply your need. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Anybody believe that this morning? Amen. Well, if you don't believe it, just listen to this praise report. Sister Brown is saying she's praising God for her new job that only God could provide for her. So he supplied her need. Amen, 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 amen. I tell you, God is good. In an economy like this, we ought to give God the praise. People losing jobs every day, but God is providing for his people. I have been young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. We thank the Lord this morning just to be in his house, and I won't take too much of your time. We have a guest minister, amen, from Honduras, amen, this morning, precious Brother Donaldo, Brother McDonald. Give me a call and said that he was scheduled to speak at Brother Bernard's, but there was a conflict, and would we be able to have him this morning? So we got it all worked out on yesterday, and so they certainly have Brother Donaldo come up and just be in fellowship with us today. So, amen. We will hear it. Brother Donaldo speaks Spanish, but Brother McDonald will interpret for us in English. Amen. So it might be a delayed reaction, but we'll still be saying amen. And, you know, for me, there's coming a day, and I don't know when, but I'm expecting the same thing that happened on the day of Pentecost to happen, amen, in our midst. And if you don't realize what happened on the day of Pentecost, it wasn't that they were just speaking in tongues, amen. They spoke in their language, and those people there understood them in their native languages. That was the miracle that took place at Pentecost. And if Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then, amen, I believe that Brother Donaldo can speak in his native language. And we understand in our native language. That's the God that we serve. Hallelujah. So, church, I'm under expectation this morning. I just believe that God will speak to our hearts. And as we prepare, just quickly, a couple of announcements. Tonight for the couples, amen, that have signed up, we have To Have and To Hold start tonight at 6:30 for those couples in the second series of To Have and To Hold. And also, sisters, there's a fellowship here at the church next Saturday at 11 a.m., amen, a sisters fellowship on next Saturday, so please keep that in mind. Also, we want to remember our precious brother DJ, and amen, his family, amen, his father and mother. Amen. Just remember the family in prayer. His father, brother DJ, lost his grandfather. Amen. There in Alabama. So let's just remember, amen, that family in prayer, that God would just uphold them at this time. And on next Sunday, we are looking forward to brother Dale Smith. He'll be visiting us on next Sunday. And he was so gracious. You know, I had him scheduled the same weekend that Brother Perry Green was supposed to be here. And I called Brother Dale and said, Brother, I need to reschedule with you. And, you know, Brother Perry Green is passing through. And, you know, he said, Brother, okay, no problem. He was just very gracious. So we rescheduled, and he's going to be in next Sunday. And even though Brother Perry Green wasn't able to make it, amen, I still appreciate our brother's spirit and the way that he handled that. So next Sunday he'll be here in fellowship with us, and we're looking forward to, amen, what the Lord has in store. All right. Let's sing that song, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me. Amen. Is this Brother Donaldo's wife, Sister McDonald? Amen. God bless you, my sister. Amen. Dios te bendiga. Amen. We're certainly happy to have her as well from Honduras. All the saints from, amen, Alpha and Omega, amen, fellowship there in Miami. God richly bless you all. Amen. We're happy to have you all in fellowship with us this morning. Amen. So let's just lift our hands, amen, and close our eyes as we welcome, amen, Brother McDonald, as well as Brother Donaldo from Honduras to the pulpit. Brother McDonald will do the interpreting for us on today. Amen. God bless you. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Now lift your voice and say, praise God, praise God. Oh, praise God.
Give a good hand to the Lord today. Amen. Amen. It is good to be in the house of God. It is good to see that which you... Donaldo, he's from... and he's a pastor there. And some of his people were with us for about 3 years. Really fine people. So where there is fine people, there's got to be a fine pastor. And he's a real preacher, so I'm delighted. I told him he's going to have to give me a break here this morning because I'm not much of a preacher, and I'm going to have to translate him. And it's not going to be easy. So I said, either he waits for me, I'm going to preach myself. So he said, I'll wait. Que Dios te bendiga, hermano. Amén. Yo soy su voz.
Okay.
I'm his voice.
Gloria al Señor.
Glory
vamos,
to the
vamos
Lord.
A orar, vamos a orar.
Vamos, let's pray.
glorioso Padre Celestial.
Glorious Heavenly Father,
en estos momentos, Señor,
in this moment, Lord,
nos acercamos a tu trono de gracia, Padre.
We come to thy throne
confiadamente,
of grace,
Señor,
and believing, Lord,
a través de un cordero
through the lamb
que fue inmolado
that was slain,
y que nos dio acceso
and he gave us access
para poder llegar a tu trono
so
de gracia.
We can come through into your throne of grace.
Y en esta mañana,
and this morning,
aquí estamos delante de ti,
we are here before you,
esperando
waiting,
que tu gracia
that your grace
y tu misericordia
and your mercy
se manifieste
would be manifested
en medio de nosotros
in the midst of us,
y que te muevas
and that you would move
como sueles hacerlo
like the way you
en medio
usually
de la congregación
in the midst
de los
of the congregation of the gods,
y puedas traer
and that you would bring
una liberación total
a complete liberation
en medio de los elegidos
in the midst of your
y puedas
ones, and that you
traer salvación
would bring salvation,
liberación
freedom,
sanidad
and
para todos los sedientos en esta hora.
That is thirsty this morning.
Un buen tiempo,
give
Señor.
Us a good time, Lord.
Un tiempo glorioso.
Give us a glorious time.
Hemos regresado de
we
nuevo
have returned again to Pentecost.
Los tiempos apostólicos.
The time of the Pentecostal people.
Tienen que volver de regreso
they must
de nuevo.
Come back to the church again.
En medio de los elegidos.
In the midst of the elected ones.
Somos la continuación.
We are the continuation
de esa iglesia
of
apostólica.
That church, of the apostolic
en
church.
Medio de nosotros.
In the midst of us.
Así que, Señor.
So, Lord.
Toma control,
take control
del servicio en esta
of the
hora.
Service of this time.
Como sueles hacerlo, Señor
like the
amado.
Way you usually do it, Lord.
Danos una porción
give
especial.
Give us a portion, a special portion
danos
today.
Danos una porción agradable.
Give us a good, a godly portion
de tu palabra en esta
of
mañana.
Your word today.
Gracias te damos,
thank
Señor.
Thank you, we give you, Lord.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amén.
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 Amen.
Amén. Démosle un aplauso Amén. Al
dele
Señor.
Dele un aplauso al Señor.
Gloria sea a Él.
Give it, amen.
Alabado sea el nombre del
blessed
Señor
be the
Cristo.
Name of the Lord.
Gloria.
Glory.
Nos gozamos estar aquí con ustedes.
We're happy to be here with you.
Compartiendo lo que por gracia hemos recibido.
Giving to you what he has given to us through grace.
Lo que hemos compartido ha sido la palabra.
What we have given is the word.
La palabra ha sido lo que Dios nos ha dado en esta hora.
And the word is being what God has given us in this hour.
La palabra es lo que está haciendo Dios para preparar esta novia.
And the word is what God has given us to prepare this bride.
Y es lo que queremos compartir en esta
hora. And this is what we want to talk about today.
La bendita y eterna palabra.
The blessed and eternal word of God.
Alabado sea el nombre
blessed
del Señor
be the
Cristo.
Name of the Lord.
Ah, pensaba en Ruth y pensaba en Orfa.
As I was thinking about Orpha and Orfa.
Ruth y Orfa eran muy diferentes la una con la otra.
Ruth and Orfa, they was different one from the other.
En Ruth había algo que en Orfa no lo había.
In Ruth, there was something that Orfa did not have.
En Orfa había algo
in
que
Orfa,
en
there was
Ruth
something
no
that in Ruth was not there.
En Ruth había elección.
In Ruth, there was election.
En Ruth había predestinación.
In Ruth, there was predestination.
Y esa elección salió de ella.
And that election came out from her.
Y ella le dijo a su suegra.
She told her. Her mother-in-law,
no
I will not leave you.
No
I will go back.
Tu Dios será mi Dios.
Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. Wherever you go,
iré yo.
I will be there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y eso es lo que ha salido en esta hora.
And that is what is happening
de cada
this day
uno de nosotros.
In each and every one of
election
us.
Divina.
Election divine. Election through predestination.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Por eso es que ha reconocido el
that's
mensaje.
Why you have recognized the message. That's why you have
porque
listened to the message. Because
ti.
It's the election that was in you. Because of predestination.
Afuera en el mundo,
out there in the world,
hay mucha gente
there's a lot of people.
Que no sale predestinación
they don't
de
know about predestination.
No sale elección
it
de
doesn't
ellos
come out from them.
Porque no fueron predestinados
because they were not
eso.
Predestinated for that
Aleluya,
day.
Pero en ti sí lo
but
había.
In you, yes, there is.
Por eso un día escuchaste la
that's
palabra.
Why you're hearing the word.
Y escuchaste el mensaje.
That's why you heard the message.
Y esa elección que estaba en ti.
And that election that
se
is inside of you came from them.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, gloria sea el Señor.
Glory be to the Lord.
Solamente estamos calentando.
We're just getting warm up.
Calentando los motores.
Amen. We're just warming up.
Aquí
get
arriba,
the engines up.
Abajo,
up here and right down there. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, gloria sea
glory to the
Señor.
Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria, nos gozamos mucho.
We are happy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gracias.
Thank you for your pastor.
Nos ha concedido este lugar.
He has allowed us to be here.
Humanamente no nos conocíamos.
As humans, we did not know each other.
Pero ese ser que está en nosotros ya
but
no conocíamos
that,
antes.
That being that is inside of us already knew us.
Ya no conocíamos antes.
That spiritual man, he already knew us
antes
from before, before the foundation of the world.
Estábamos en los lomos de Dios.
We was in God.
Allá nos conocíamos.
Well, in there we knew each other.
Oh, gloria a Dios.
Oh, glory to the Lord.
Igual como con cada uno de ustedes.
The same with each and every one of you this morning.
Amén, amén,
amen, amen. Amen, amen.
Así que gracias.
So thank you.
A su pastor.
As to your pastor.
Por darnos, permitirnos,
to allow us,
a concedernos el lugar,
to allow us to be here
para poder,
with you,
para poder ministrar la palabra.
So we can minister the word.
No
this,
traemos un
this
mensaje
morning.
Nuevo.
We don't have any message.
Traemos el mismo mensaje que él predica aquí.
We have the same message that he preaches
el
here.
El mismo Espíritu Santo.
The same Holy Spirit.
Que ha estado ministrando.
That is being ministering.
A través de ese vaso.
Through that vessel.
Es lo mismo que Dios va a dar hoy.
It's the same thing that God is going to
give us
today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Gloria sea el nombre del
Glory
Señor.
Be the name of the Lord.
Tenemos una misma fuente abierta.
We have the same fountain that
un
has been opened.
Que vino del cielo.
The same message that came from heaven.
No vino del seminario.
Look, we didn't go to a seminar.
No vino de la escuela bíblica.
We didn't come through a Bible study somewhere.
Vino del cielo.
He came through heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Gloria sea el nombre
Glory
del Señor.
Be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Dios bendiga, hermano Charlie.
God bless, brother Charlie.
Nos hemos gozado en su iglesia.
We've been having a good time in his church.
Nos ha hecho sentir bien.
He's made us feel good.
Y agradecemos por todo lo que él
and
ha hecho por nosotros.
And we give him thanks for everything he's done for us.
Aleluya. Su esposa Amen. También.
And his wife also.
Nos gozamos mucho.
We've been happy.
Por la atención fina que nos
for
ha dado.
For the attention that they've given us.
Hoy estamos aquí con ustedes.
And today we're here with you.
Y nos sentimos
and
muy
we,
contentos.
And we feel very, very happy.
Nos sentimos libres.
We feel free.
Su pastor,
your pastor,
nos dijo que nos sintiéramos en libertad.
He said that we can feel free.
Yo creo que era Dios usándolo a él.
I believe that it was God using
Porque
him.
La Biblia dice,
because the Bible says
el Espíritu de Dios,
that those are in the
ahí
Spirit of God,
that's
there where
libertad
it is,
the
liberty
Dios.
So we can worship God.
Somos los verdaderos adoradores.
We are the true
los
worshipers.
Del tiempo del fin.
We are the worshipers of the end time.
Que saben cómo traer la presencia de Dios.
They know how to bring down the presence
en
of God. Among the elected one
y hacer milagros,
and to do miracles
y producir liberación,
and to produce the gospel
eso es lo que los elegidos de Dios
and that's
haciendo.
What the elected of God are doing
bajando la presencia
they're
de Dios,
bringing down the presence of God
adoración.
But through their worship
Aleluya.
Hallelujah
Gloria sea el Señor.
Glory be the name of the Lord
saludos los hermanos allá en Honduras
greetings from the brothers in Honduras
especialmente nuestra congregación
especially our congregation
nos dijeron que le diéramos muchos saludos
he said to greet everybody here that they met
aleluya allá hay una parte de esta novia
the, over there there's a part of this bride
acá hay otra parte de esa
here,
novia
here there's another part of that bride
aleluya
aleluya
y un día toda esa parte
and one day all of us together
se va a juntar juntas
we'll come together
y nos vamos a ir a la
and
gloria
and we're going to go into
a la
glory
casa del Padre.
And we're going to go to our heavenly home
Jerusalem.
We're going to go to our new
Aleluya.
Jerusalem hallelujah
a la ciudad del Dios vivo
to the city of the great God
amen
amen
así que Dios les bendiga a todos
may God bless each and every one
es un gozo estar aquí
it is a joy to be here
yo creo que Dios tiene algo que darnos
and I believe that God has something to give us
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yo creo que vamos a ir a irnos ya.
I believe that we're going to go there
vamos
now.
A irnos a la palabra.
We're going to go to the Word.
Vamos a irnos al libro de,
we're going to go to the book of
libro de Josué,
Joshua,
capítulo 15,
chapter 15,
versículo 13,
verse 13,
hasta el versículo 19,
through verse 19. And unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a part among the children of Judah. 15:13. You have it? Okay. And to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a part among the children of Judah according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even to the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Sheshai and Aman, and Talmal, and the children of Anak. And he went up thence to the inhabitants of Debir, and named the Debir before was Kirjath Sefer. And Caleb said, He that smiteth Kirjath Sefer, and taketh it, to him will I give Achshad, my daughter, to wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenath, the brother of Caleb, took it and gave him Ashab, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, hasta cuál versículo? And it came to pass, as they came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father's field, and she lightened off her ass. And Caleb said unto her, what wouldest thou? Who answered, give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also spring of water. And he gave her the upper spring of the nether spring. Amen.
Que Dios bendiga su palabra.
May God bless his word.
Tome la bondad de,
you may
la
be
bondad
seated,
de
please.
Tomar su asiento. Gloria sea el Señor.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Él tiene una manera especial de partir el pan.
He's got a way, a special way of breaking the bread.
A los caminantes de Emaús.
With those that walk in the road to Emmaus.
Ellos se dieron cuenta que era Jesús.
They realized that he was Jesus.
Por la manera como él partió
el
pan.
By the way that he broke the bread.
Yo creo que él tiene una manera especial de hacerlo.
I believe that he's got a special way in doing it.
Y él lo va a hacer en esta mañana.
And he will do it tonight.
Lo que tú vengas buscando.
I mean today. Whatever you're looking for,
eso es lo que tú vas a encontrar.
That's what he will, what you will find here.
Dijo el profeta,
the prophet of God said,
que si venía buscando errores,
if you come to find error,
te aseguro que el enemigo,
truly the enemy
se los iba a mostrar,
will show them to you.
Pero si usted viene buscando la palabra,
but if you came to find the word,
te aseguro que el Espíritu Santo,
truly the Holy Spirit
se la va a dar en esta
will
hora.
Give you this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria sea
Glory
el Señor.
Be to the name of the Lord.
Nuestro tema se llama,
our thought here today is called
el deseo de
the desire that was in Aksa.
Hija de Caleb.
The daughter of Caleb.
Un tipo de la novia.
A type of the bride.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aksa. Era hija de Caleb.
She was the daughter of Caleb.
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 Era hija de Aksa.
She was a daughter of Caleb, of Asha.
Y en Aksa,
and in, inside of her,
ella era una mujer.
She was a woman.
Pero en ella había un deseo.
But inside of her, there was a desire.
Y ese deseo, él se lo pide a su padre.
And that desire, he Hallelujah. Asked her to her father.
Glory
be to the name of the Lord.
Y Caleb,
and Caleb,
en esa hora,
in that time,
le va a conceder,
he's going to give unto her
Aksa, el deseo de ella,
whatever desire she has.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y aquí hay una más grande que Aksa.
And here there's a greater one than Aksa.
Aquí hay una novia.
Here's a bride.
Tenemos un padre.
We have a father.
Jesucristo.
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, gloria,
oh glory be to the Lord.
Y hay un deseo.
And in her there's a desire.
Padre Celestial,
and our Heavenly Father
está supliendo,
is going to supply
lo que hay en nosotros,
whatever we have need of.
Hermano, la necesidad de la hora,
whatever need there is in this hour
es el Espíritu Santo,
is the Holy Spirit.
Es el urgente.
That's the desire that it urges.
Porque sin eso no hay viaje.
Because without that we have no traveling grace.
Se necesita el Espíritu Santo.
We need the Holy Spirit.
Es el boleto.
That's the ticket.
Para poder viajar al
so
cielo.
We can go into heaven.
Para irnos a la gloria.
So we can go into glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria sea el nombre
Glory
del Señor.
Be the name of the Lord.
El libro de Josué.
The book of Joshua
es el libro de promesas.
It is the book of promises.
Para nuestro tiempo.
So for our day,
porque es ahí donde están las promesas.
Because it is there where the promises are.
Ahí es donde están los tesoros.
That's where the treasures are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hermano, porque el libro de Josué,
brother, because the book of Joshua
fue el tiempo más glorioso,
it was the most glorious time
todo el pueblo de Israel,
for the whole people of Israel.
No para los amorreos,
not for the Amorites,
no para los egipcios,
not for the Egyptians,
para el pueblo de Israel,
for the people of Israel,
para los elegidos de la hora,
to the elected of the hour.
El tiempo más glorioso para
there
ellos,
was the most glorious time,
porque ahí es donde ellos entran,
because it is there where they go into
a poseer,
to possess
lo que es de ellos,
what belongs to them.
Era su herencia,
it was their inheritance,
su promesa,
it was their promise.
Dios se la había dado a ellos,
God has given it to them.
Nadie se la iba a quitar,
nobody could take it away.
Era de ellos,
it belonged to them.
Esa promesa estaba ordenada
that
para
promise
ellos,
was ordained for them.
Era de ellos,
it was it belonged to
Hallelujah.
Them. Hallelujah.
Como nuestras promesas,
that's
hoy,
like our promises today.
They're
ordained for us.
Las promesas son para ti.
The promises are for you.
No es para el mundo.
It is not for the world.
Un poquito y el mundo.
It is not for the world.
Pero
there, but it is for you today.
La novia.
It is for the bride.
right.
Contra los elegidos.
It is for the elected one.
Nosotros el pueblo de Dios.
We are the people of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Entonces vemos.
So then we can see
a esta mujer,
this woman,
llamada Acha,
called Acha,
hija de Caleb.
She was the daughter of Caleb.
En ella se comienza a desenvolver.
In her, it starts to develop
un gran misterio,
a great mystery
que quedó escondido,
that was hidden
en la palabra,
in the Word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Quedó escondido en la palabra,
it was hidden in the Word
en la forma de un misterio,
in the form of a mystery,
pero con una promesa,
but with a promise
en los días,
that in the days
de la voz,
the voice
el séptimo
of
ángel,
the seventh angel
él comience,
when he begins
a tocar la trompeta,
to sound the trumpet,
el misterio de
the
Dios
mystery of God
será revelado,
will be revealed,
será consumado,
will be consumed.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Gloria sea su
glory
nombre.
Be to the name of the Lord.
Tú lo escuchaste.
You heard it.
Eras parte de esto.
And you were a part of this.
Tú lo oíste.
You heard it.
Porque eras parte
because
de esto.
You were a part of this.
Tú estás aquí.
You are here.
No por una coincidencia.
Not because of a coincidence.
Tus pasos fueron ordenados.
Your step was
para
ordained.
Poder venir
so you can come
en esta edad
in this age
y recibir la
and receive the Word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria.
Glory.
Gloria sea el Señor.
Glory be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nos gozamos en eso.
So we base ourselves in that.
Sabemos quiénes somos.
We know who we are.
La palabra hablaba de nosotros.
The word spoke about us.
Decía que iba a haber hijos.
He said that he would have sons
de regreso de nuevo.
That will return again
a la fe de los padres.
To the faith of our fathers.
Hoy se ha cumplido.
Or today is being fulfilled.
Esta escritura
that scripture
delante de vosotros
is being fulfilled before your eyes.
Aquí están los hijos.
Here are the children
de la Biblia hablaba.
That the word talked about.
Y van a ser regresados de
and here we've been returned back to the original apostolic faith. So the faith of the real apostles that returned to Pentecost. Not a denomination. An experience.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria.
Hallelujah. Glory. So let's start opening this mystery.
De este deseo
of this desire
que había en esta mujer
that was in this woman
llamada Acha,
called Acha.
Pero para ver a Acha,
but to be able to see her
tenemos que ver quién era su padre.
We need to realize who her father was.
Tenemos que ver qué había en su padre.
We need to realize and see what was in him.
Acha tenía los genes de Caleb.
She had the rights of Caleb.
Acha
Acha
tenía la sangre de Caleb.
She had the blood of Caleb.
Y para ver quién era Acha,
and to realize who she was,
tenemos que ver primeramente quién era Caleb.
We got to realize who Caleb was.
Porque decimos allá en Honduras, donde está el palo, está la espilla.
Because like we say, wherever the stick is, the tree is there too.
Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Gloria.
Glory.
Entonces comencemos a abrir el misterio.
So let us open the mystery.
¿De quién era su padre?
Who was her father?
En número 13.
In number 13.
Caleb.
Caleb.
Era uno de los enviados.
Was one of the elected to go that was sent.
A reconocer la tierra
to recognize the promised land.
Caleb. Era un servidor de Moisés.
He was a servant of Moses.
No le metía el puñal a Moisés.
He wasn't against Moses.
No hablaba de Moisés.
He didn't talk bad about Moses.
Aleluya, era un servidor de Moisés.
He was a servant of Moses.
Yo creo que cada uno de ustedes en esta hora.
And I believe that each and every one of you this hour.
Tienen un Moisés en esta hora.
You have a Moses this hour.
Tu pastor.
Your pastor.
No puede meter el puñal.
You cannot stab him.
No puede hablar detrás de él.
You can't talk up behind his back.
Él es el vaso que Dios está usando.
He is the vessel that God is using to give you the word.
La palabra,
the word
que lo va a transformar,
that is going to transform
y va a ser cambiado,
you. And it's going to make you to be changed.
Va a ser llevado a la gloria,
to be taken into glory.
Así que honra,
and so you must honor
el vaso,
your vessel
que Dios tiene aquí,
that God has here.
Porque yo creo,
because I believe
que nadie,
that nobody,
va a deshonrar este vaso,
nobody is going to dishonor that glass.
Porque ahí usted toma agua,
because there is where you drink the water.
Usted lo cuida.
You got to take care of it.
Lo trata bien.
Well, you will take care of him because he serves you all.
Para tomarse el agua.
So you can search, you can take that water.
Y si eso es lo natural,
and if that is in the natural,
ustedes saben lo que estamos hablando,
you know what is what we're talking about.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Gloria.
Glory to God.
Entonces, Caleb,
so then Caleb
fue uno de los enviados,
was one of the chosen ones
a reconocer la tierra,
to recognize the promised land.
La tierra de Canaán,
and the land of Canaan
fue escogido,
was chosen
de la tribu de Judá,
for the tribe of Judah.
Como un espía.
Like a man that would go and inspect the land.
Gloria.
And a spy.
Para ir a observar.
So he went and checked it out.
¿Cómo era la tierra?
How the land was.
Si era buena.
If it was good.
Si era mala.
If it was bad.
Para ir a observar.
So they can look at it.
El pueblo que había ahí.
To understand what kind of people was
si
there.
Era débil.
If it was strong, it was
o
weak.
Era fuerte.
Or it was weak.
Para ir a observar.
So they can go and check it out.
Para ir a espiar.
So they can go and spy.
A ver si las ciudades.
To see the cities. If the city was weak cities, or was it fortified cities? And when these two spies they went, if there was 12, but one of those was Caleb.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Gloria sea el Señor.
Glory be the name of the Lord.
Y cuando ellos miraron,
and when they look over there,
la tierra,
then they see the land,
miraron que era buena,
they realized that it was good,
que fluía leche y miel,
that it was milk and honey.
Y ellos miraron,
and they looked.
Los 12,
they look at the 12, the 12 look at it.
Que habitaba allí,
they look at the people that lived there.
Era fuerte,
they were strong.
Eran gigantes,
they were giants.
Ciudades fortificadas,
they were fortified cities.
Eran ciudades grandes,
they were huge cities.
Y ellos se miraron,
and they looked upon themselves.
Enanos, chaparritos,
they looked that they was like midgets among them.
Delante de aquellos gigantes,
when they look among them, they see the great giants.
Oh, gloria sea el Señor.
Oh, glory be the name of the Lord.
Miraron los hijos de Anak.
They look at the children of Anak.
Allí miraron que allá habitaba Malek.
And they realized that there's where Malek would live.
Que allá habitaba los Eteos.
That there was at the Eteos.
Los Amorreos.
The Amorites.
Los Jebuseos.
The Jebusites.
Y Josué y Caleb.
And Joshua and Caleb.
Gloria sea el Señor.
Blessed be the Lord.
Miraron ellos todo eso.
They look all that.
Amen.
Amen.
Y ellos entraron.
And they went in.
Pero ellos no estaban viendo lo que los demás miraban.
But they was not looking at what the rest of them was looking at.
Caleb y Josué.
Caleb and Joshua.
No estaban viendo las dificultades.
They wasn't looking at the burdens.
No estaban viendo cuál gigante eran.
They were looking at the giants.
No estaban viendo cuán grandes eran ellos.
They wasn't looking at the great enemies.
Ellos estaban viendo la promesa.
They was looking at the promise.
Que Dios les había dado a ellos.
That God is giving to them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Ellos entraron.
They went in.
Y trajeron evidencia.
And they brought the evidence.
No solamente traían palabras.
Not only they brought the word.
Traían evidencia.
But they brought the evidence.
Traían un racimo.
They brought this grape.
Un racimo de uvas.
They brought grapes in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y regresaron después
and
de
they
40
went
días.
Back after 40 days.
Y vinieron a Moisés.
And they went back to Moses.
Y toda la congregación.
And all the congregation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ellos dieron el reporte a
they
ellos.
Gave the report.
Y dijeron,
and they said,
nosotros llegamos,
we went there.
Llegamos a la tierra,
we went to the land.
Como nos enviaste, Moisés,
just like you told us to go, Moses.
Moisés,
Moses.
La tierra fluye leche y miel.
The land is filled with honey and milk.
Mas el pueblo que habita allí,
but the people that lives there,
es fuerte.
They're strong people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Es verdad.
It's true.
Pero nosotros tenemos la promesa.
But we have the promise.
Gloria.
Glory.
Pero escucha a los demás.
But listen to the rest.
Ellos dijeron,
hallelujah. And they said, hallelujah.
Oh, la ciudad es muy grande.
They said the city is fortified.
Es muy fortificada.
It's fortified.
Ahí vimos gigantes.
We see the giants there.
Ellos estaban atemorizando al
they
pueblo.
They was being scared because of them.
Estaban metiendo miedo al pueblo.
They was scaring the people.
Pero entre ellos,
but among them,
allí estaba Caleb.
There was Caleb.
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 Significa perro de garra.
And that Caleb means a dog of war.
Y Caleb.
And Caleb.
Se levantó.
He got up.
En medio de ellos.
In the midst of them all.
Y hizo callar al pueblo.
And he said, and he told them to hush up.
Y dijo, no tengan miedo.
And he said, don't be afraid.
Subamos.
Let us go.
Luego.
Let us go now.
Rápido.
Let us go quickly.
Tomemos la
and
ciudad.
Let us take the land.
Posicionemos donde
let
ellos.
Us possess the
donde
land.
Más podremos nosotros.
Because we can do it.
Que ellos, aleluya.
We man. Caleb. He was bringing a message. A message that will bring the people up to faith. So that people can get up and be strong. But look at the rest of the spies. The 10, the other one 10. The message that they had, it was to weaken the people. We can't do it. They're too big. They're so big. That spirit sometimes it moves among the people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pero Dios tiene Caleb.
But God has got his Caleb and his God is Joshua that says you're more than able. The promise is not yours. It is God's promise. And the promise is his. It is God's promise. And when God will begin in you, He will make it perfect.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo,
hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Ahí estaba Caleb.
There he was, Caleb.
Perro de garra.
He was a dog of war.
Él rompió su vestido.
He broke out his vesture. He was listening to them.
Los mensajes negativos.
The negative messages
estaba predicando los 10 espías.
The 10 spies was preaching.
Pero se levantó Caleb.
But Caleb got up.
And he
said, don't be rebellious.
Don't
rebel against God. Be not afraid of those people. Because we will eat them up like bread.
Hallelujah.
Why Caleb? Why was he giving that message to the people? A message that was bringing the people up. Because he knew that God is left them. God was not with the Amorites. He was not with the Sadducees. He was not with the Amalekites. God was with the people of Israel. Hallelujah!
Entonces Caleb dijo,
so Caleb said,
no temáis,
be not afraid.
¿Qué visión?
Be have a vision.
¿Qué revelación tenía
have
Caleb?
Revelation. What revelation he had.
Oh, gloria sea su nombre.
Glory be to the name of the Lord.
No temáis.
Don't be afraid.
Jehová está con nosotros.
Jehovah is with us.
Como dijo Gedeón.
Like he told Gideon.
Si Dios está con nosotros,
if God is with us,
¿dónde están sus maravillas?
Where are his
Hallelujah.
Miracles? Hallelujah.
Si Dios contra nosotros,
if God is for us,
¿quién contra nosotros?
Who can be against us? Amen. Amen.
Mensaje, Dios guarda su palabra.
In the message, God keeps his word.
Parte una.
Part one.
Digo el profeta,
the prophet of God said,
los diez espías,
the 10 spies,
dijeron, no podemos tomarla.
They said, we cannot take it.
Las ciudades son completamente fuertes.
The cities are completely big.
Hallelujah.
Fortified.
Parecemos langostas.
We look like grasshoppers
al lado de ellos,
next to them.
Pero Josué y Caleb,
but Joshua and Caleb,
dijeron, nosotros sí podemos.
They said, we can do it.
Tomarla.
We can take it.
Somos más que capaces.
We are more than able.
Somos más que capaces.
We are more than able.
Porque Dios lo dijo en su palabra.
Because God is sitting in his word.
Caleb.
Estaba mirando hacia una cosa. He was looking only at one thing.
Y los otros 10 espías,
and the other 10 spies,
estaban mirando hacia otra cosa.
They was looking at another thing.
Los 10 espías,
the 10 spies,
estaban mirando las circunstancias.
They was looking at circumstances.
En cambio, Caleb,
but Caleb,
estaba mirando la promesa.
He was looking at the promise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We're
looking who Caleb is so we can see his daughter afterwards, because whatever was inside of him also was upon her, was in her. Hallelujah. In the message, how can I overcome? The Holy Spirit says through the prophet, when Caleb was there in the challenge, the obstacles were so great. The city was so tall. They were all full of arms everywhere. There they was, the sons of Anak.
Muy poderosos.
They were powerful people.
Muy grandes.
They were big people.
Muy altos.
They were huge people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria sea el nombre del Señor.
Glory be the name of the Lord.
Tanto que ellos se miraban como langostas.
So much so that they look upon themselves and they see like grasshoppers.
Al lado de ellos.
Then when they were around them.
Pero ellos dijeron,
but they said,
nosotros,
we We
somos más que capaces.
We are more than overcomers.
Somos más que vencedores.
We are more than overcomers.
Esta es la edad de los vencedores.
These are the overcomers.
Dios ha llamado a los vencedores.
God is calling them the overcomers.
Los vencedores de la última hora.
The overcomers of the last day.
Los así llamados fuera.
The one that is being called out.
Y han venido a la palabra.
Those that have the word.
Están aquí en esta hora.
They are here right now.
Con promesa de vencer.
By the promise of God.
Somos
to
los
overcome.
Vencedores.
We are the overcomers.
De la última edad.
Of the last age.
Aleluya. Salude a su hermano que tiene al lado.
Greet your brother that's next to you.
Y dile, Dios te bendiga, vencedor.
Tell him, God bless you,
Dios
overcomer.
Te bendiga, vencedor.
God bless you, overcomer.
Tú eres un vencedor.
You are an overcomer.
Tú eres una vencedora.
You are an overcomer.
No lo digo yo.
No, I am not saying
it. Lo dice la palabra.
The word of God said
it. Lo dijo tu profeta.
That word said it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Josué y Caleb.
Joshua and Caleb
fueron llamados.
They was called
para conquistar.
To conquer.
Mira el espíritu que había en Caleb.
Look at the spirit that was upon Caleb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Caleb era un vencedor.
Caleb was an overcomer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y Caleb.
And Caleb.
Hoy es un tipo de la novia.
He's a type of the bride.
Somos llamados.
We are a type of
him.
So we are can get up.
En fe.
In Seth,
para conquistar,
so we can conquer.
Nuestra herencia.
That's our inheritance.
Nos vamos a encontrar con muchas pruebas.
We're going to find many, many trials and tribulations.
Con muchos problemas.
We're going to find many problems.
Pero Dios nos ha dado algo para poder
but
vencer.
God has given us something that we can overcome.
Nos ha dado algo para poder vencer.
He has given us something to overcome.
Su palabra.
His word.
Su palabra.
His word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Dijo el profeta.
The prophet said,
la única manera.
The only way.
Como el diablo te puede respetar.
That the devil can dispute
es
you.
Jesucristo.
Is that Jesus Christ.
La palabra.
The word.
Está dentro de ti.
Is inside of you. The word must be inside of you.
Amen. Jesucristo.
Jesus Christ.
Derrotó al diablo.
He overcame the devil.
No con señales.
Not with signs.
No con maravillas.
Not with wonders.
Allá en el desierto.
There in the desert.
Aleluya. Él lo derrotó con la
he
palabra.
He overcame him by the word.
Gloria.
Amen.
Cristo está.
In Christ.
Cristo está.
In Christ is.
Nuestro capitán.
He is our captain.
Lo venció con la palabra.
He overcame by the word.
Y él nos ha dejado.
And he has given us.
Esa misma arma.
The same.
Para poder vencer al
enemigo. So we can overcome the enemy.
Gloria.
Amen. Glory.
Caleb.
Caleb.
Fue un fiel guerrero.
He was a warrior.
Hallelujah.
A true warrior. Amen. A faithful Amen. Warrior.
Amen. Y Josué.
And Joshua.
Moisés ya había muerto.
Moses has already passed away. He's been taken.
Ahora Josué el nuevo líder.
And now Joshua needs to take over.
Caleb ha peleado muchas, muchas, por muchos años.
Caleb has fought for many, many years.
Y Caleb ha tenido un récord.
And Caleb had a record.
Ha tenido un buen historial.
He had a good history.
De que ha sido un buen creyente.
That he was a good believer.
Un creyente vencedor.
A believer that overcame.
Y Caleb se recuerda.
And Caleb remembered.
45 años atrás.
45 years ago.
Moisés le dio una promesa.
Moses gave him a promise.
Le dio Hebrón.
And he gave him that.
Y Caleb va donde Josué.
And he gave it in the hands of Joshua.
El nuevo líder de la hora.
And the new leader of the hour.
Y le dijo a Josué.
And he said to Joshua.
Hace 45 años.
It's been 45 years.
Moisés me dio una promesa.
Moses gave me a promise.
Ahora soy yo 85 años.
Ahora, now I have 85 years.
Pero todavía estoy tan fuerte.
But today I'm still strong.
Como el día que Moisés
like
me dio la promesa.
The day that Moses gave me the promise.
Dale a mi fuerza ya.
I don't have my strength over there.
Dale mi fuerza hoy.
He is my strength today.
¿Hace cuánto tú llegaste al mensaje?
How long have you been in the message?
¿Puedes decir lo mismo que
can you say the same that he said?
Dale mi fuerza.
Then Caleb can say he is
cuando
my strength.
Conocí este mensaje.
After the seventh message, I have the strength.
Importa que hayan pasado 10 años.
It doesn't matter that it's been 10 years.
O hayan pasado 2 años.
Or it's been 2 years.
O hayan pasado 5 años.
Or maybe 5 years.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Caleb le dijo a
Caleb said to Joshua.
Dale a mi fuerza ya. Dale mi fuerza hoy.
I had my strength there and I have my strength today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you like the word?
Espero que se esté gozando.
You like the word?
Démosle un aplauso a él.
Give her a good hand to
el
the Lord.
Que merece la gloria.
Give a good hand to the Lord. To
la
him
honra.
Be the glory and the honor.
Amén. Amén. Aleluya. Gloria sea el nombre del Señor.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Caleb le dijo a Josué.
Caleb said to Joshua.
Dame mi herencia.
Give me my inheritance.
Pero Josué le dijo.
But Joshua said.
Caleb.
Caleb.
Pelea por ella.
Go and fight for it. There's giants over there. There's fortified cities there, Caleb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pero no importa.
He said, it doesn't matter.
Caleb, dijo,
Caleb said,
tal es mi fuerza ya?
My strength that I had back there,
tal es mi fuerza hoy para tomar.
I have the same strength today to take that land.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yo creo que hemos caminado mucho.
I believe that we've walked too much
este mensaje,
in this message.
Pero todavía,
but still,
seguimos con el mismo deseo,
we have the same desire
de seguir caminando,
to keep on walking.
No importa cuántos años hayan pasado,
it doesn't matter how long it's been.
Todavía seguimos con el mismo deseo,
we still have the same desire
de orar,
the, to pray,
de leer la palabra,
to look into the
Hallelujah!
Word. Hallelujah!
De hablar este mensaje,
to believe about this
todavía
message.
Sigue en nosotros,
we still have it
el
in
deseo
us
de seguir adelante,
to go on forward.
La promesa no es para los cobardes.
The promise is not for
los
the cowards.
Se regresan para atrás.
The cowards go back.
Pero los vencedores,
but the overcomers.
Para ellos es la promesa.
For them it is the promise.
Al que venciere.
Amen.
Aleluya.
To him that overcome.
Entonces vemos.
So then we can see.
Vemos a Caleb.
We see Caleb.
Estamos recorriendo un poco Caleb.
We're looking about him a little bit.
Así que relájese ahí donde está sentado.
Relax wherever you are.
Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Gloria, estamos sentados en lugares celestiales.
And we're sitting in heavenly places.
Y en lugares celestiales.
And in heavenly places.
Ahí no hay sueño.
There is no sleepiness.
Ahí no hay pereza.
There is no laziness.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Amén.
Amen.
Una vez.
One time.
Un cierto día.
A certain day.
Había un predicador predicando.
There was a preacher that was preaching.
Y él estaba predicando.
And he was preaching.
Y la gente se empezó a dormir.
And the people started to fall asleep.
Y el predicador miró eso.
And the preacher seen that.
Él llamó al diácono.
And he called the deacon.
Y le dijo al diácono, vaya despierte esa gente.
And he said, go and tell them to wake up.
Entonces le dijo el diácono a él.
And the deacon said to him,
ve a despertarlos tú, le dijo.
He said, go, you go and wake him up.
Porque tú lo tienes dormido.
Because it's you the one that's got him to sleep.
Espero que esto no tome lugar aquí.
I hope that this doesn't happen here.
Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Gloria sea el nombre del Señor.
Glory be the name of the Lord.
Entonces
seguimos. So let's continue. All right. Just checking you.
Se levantó ese gran guerrero.
That great warrior got up.
Caleb. A conquistar.
To conquer.
Hebron.
To conquer Hebron.
Caleb. Significa perro de garra.
Now, Caleb means dog of war.
Significa fuerza.
He means strength.
Caleb significa valor.
Caleb means to be valiant.
Significa coraje.
He means to be strong, courageous.
Caleb significa un varón valiente.
It means a man that is strong and courageous.
Caleb significa un guerrero luchador.
A warrior that fights.
Él era un guerrero.
He was a warrior.
No tenía miedo para nada.
He wasn't afraid of anything.
No tenía temor para nada.
He was not afraid of anything.
Era un guerrero con temple.
He was a warrior that had strength.
Era un guerrero con carácter.
He had character.
No conocía el miedo.
He did not know what being afraid was.
Caleb todo lo que se le podía por delante.
He had anything that would come in front of him.
Él lo conquistaba.
He was able to conquer him.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Gloria sea el nombre.
Glory be the name of the Lord.
Y él se levantó.
And he got up.
Y conquistó Hebrón.
And he conquered Hebron.
Caleb tenía carácter.
He had the character.
Y solo carácter.
That character.
Es digno de reinar.
Is an only character that is willing to reign.
Carácter no es un don.
The character of a man.
Dijo el profeta.
They said the prophet.
Carácter.
Character is not a gift.
Es una victoria.
It is a victory.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Gloria sea el nombre del Señor.
Glory be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Gloria sea el nombre del Señor. Sigamos viendo eso. Sigamos viendo.
Let's continue on a little more.
Caleb no descansó.
He did not rest.
Hasta que sacó a todos los gigantes de Hebrón.
Until he took all the giants out of the city.
Y poseyó toda la tierra.
And he possessed the whole land.
Y reclamó lo que era.
And he took that which belonged to him.
Así que hermano.
So there, my brothers.
Hermana.
Sisters.
No descanses.
You cannot rest
hasta sacar a todos
until you take everyone
los gigantes que hay en tu vida.
Of the giants there is in
Hallelujah.
Your life. Amen.
Gloria sea el nombre.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yo no sé cuáles son.
I don't know where they are.
Pero Dios los conoce.
But God knows who they are.
Quizás puede haber un gigante.
So the giants
de fama,
fame,
de dinero,
money,
y de mujeres,
and women.
Pero hay que sacarlos.
But you gotta take them out.
Fuera.
Outside.
Hallelujah.
Get them out. Hallelujah.
Gloria sea el nombre del Señor.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Ahora miramos a Caleb.
And now we looked at Caleb.
Cuando él conquistó Hebrón,
when he conquered Hebron,
ahí no se terminó todo.
That's not when everything starts.
Caleb quería algo más.
Caleb wanted something more.
Pues claro, estaban en tiempo de posesión.
Well, of course, they was in a time of possession.
Caleb no estaba conforme con lo que tenía.
Caleb was not pleased with what he had.
Él quería más.
He wanted more.
Así es todo hijo de Dios.
And that's the way every son of God
él
is.
Él recibió una experiencia del Espíritu
he
Santo.
He received an experience of Jesus
él
Christ.
Él quiere más Espíritu
he
Santo.
He wants more of the
él
Holy Spirit.
Él quiere más Espíritu
he
Santo.
He wants more. Holy Spirit.
Él quiere cada servicio.
He wants every
buscando
service.
Más Espíritu
he wants
Santo.
More of the Holy
Hallelujah.
Ghost.
Hasta que la copa
until
se rebose.
Until the cup is filled.
Y diga como David.
And that can be like David.
Mi copa está rebosando.
My field is over.
Mi copa está rebosando.
My cup is full. It's overflowing.
Gloria.
Amen.
Entonces Caleb.
So then Caleb.
Ya tomó Abram.
He took Abram.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Quizás usted.
A lo mejor, maybe you.
Ya cruzó el Jordán.
Maybe you crossed the Jordan.
Quizá ya no está en el desierto.
Maybe you're not in the desert.
Porque en el desierto.
Because in the desert.
Fue donde vinieron los pleitos.
That's where the problems came.
Fueron donde vinieron. En el desierto.
It was in the desert.
Tomaron las piedras.
That's that where they took the stones.
Para aventárselas a Moisés.
So they can get to, they gave them to Moses.
Aleluya.
To throw them to Moses.
Gloria.
Amen. Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Queremos salir del desierto.
We want to get out of the desert.
No queremos quedarnos en el desierto.
We don't want to stay in the desert.
En el desierto todavía hay gente que agarra piedras.
In the desert is where people grab the stones to stone somebody.
Para tirárselo al pastor.
To throw it to the pastor.
Para tirárselo al hermano.
To throw it to the brother.
Para tirárselo a la hermana.
To throw it to the sister.
Tenemos que salir del desierto.
We gotta come out of the desert.
Entrar a nuestra posición.
And we gotta go into our position.
Aleluya.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Gloria sea el Señor.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Aleluya. Entonces miren.
So look at here.
En Caleb.
In Caleb.
A pesar de que ya había conquistado Hebrón.
Even though he had conquered Hebron.
Él quería algo más.
He wanted some more.
Ese era el carácter que estaba.
That was the character that was in him.
Esa era la naturaleza que estaba.
That was the nature that was upon him.
Y ese es el carácter que tiene que estar en cada uno.
And that's the character that must be upon each and every one of us.
Caleb es un tipo de la novia.
Caleb is a type of the bride.
Caleb tomó Hebrón.
Caleb took Hebron.
Tomó su herencia.
He took his inheritance.
Su promesa.
His promise.
Pero ahora Caleb quería más.
But now Caleb wanted some more.
Caleb vio otra ciudad.
Caleb seen another city.
La ciudad se llamaba Kiriam Sefer.
The city was called Kiriam Sefer.
Caleb dijo,
and Caleb said,
yo quiero esa ciudad.
I want the city.
Y en el versículo 16.
And in verse 16.
Vamos a leerlo.
But let's read it.
De Josué capítulo 13.
Chapter 13.
La escritura que tomamos.
The scripture that we took, verse 16. And their coast was from Aroer, that is on the bank of the river Arnon, and the city that is in the midst of the river, and all the plain by Medeba.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mire qué promesa.
Look at the promise.
Al que tomare.
We must take it.
Al que atacare.
We must attack it.
A Kiriath Sefer.
We had to take a Kiriath Sefer
y la tomare.
And you must take it.
Un regalo.
I'm going to give you a gift.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yo le voy a dar a mi hija.
I'm going to give you my daughter.
Mi hija Aksa.
My daughter Aksa.
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 Se la voy a dar por mujer.
I'm going to give her as the wife.
Se la voy a dar por esposa.
I'm going to give it as a wife of whoever overcomes.
¿Se imaginan?
Can you imagine?
El movimiento que hubo?
Can you imagine the kind of the movement that was among the people?
Cuando este gran hombre, Caleb,
when this great man, Caleb,
anunció,
he announced
que el que conquistara Kiriath Sefer,
whoever will conquer that city,
le iba a dar a su hija por,
he will give her his daughter.
Hallelujah. Gloria.
Glory.
Y todos los solteros.
And all the single guys.
Dijeron, yo voy a ir.
They said, we are going to go.
I'm going to
go. I'm going to take it.
Es una mujer muy linda.
It's a beautiful woman.
Es una mujer muy hermosa.
It's a beautiful woman.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria sea al Señor.
Glory be the name of the Lord.
Entonces,
so then,
el anuncio salió.
The announcement went out.
Por todas las emisoras.
For every one of the stations.
Por CNN.
For CNN. CNN.
Se regó por todos lados.
Hey, it went through everywhere.
Que el que atacara quería hacer.
Hey, whoever would attack that city.
Aleluya, le voy a dar mi hija.
Amen.
Mi hija por mujer.
God will, he would give him his daughter to be a wife.
Amen. Era una mujer muy hermosa.
He was a beautiful woman.
Era la hija de Caleb.
He was the daughter of Caleb.
No era cualquier cosa.
It wasn't just anything.
Era algo muy, muy hermosa.
He was a beautiful woman.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yo sé que ustedes saben por dónde vamos.
You know, I know where you know that I'm going.
Acá hay una más grande que Axa.
And there's one greater here than
her. Hermosa.
And there's a beautiful here.
Oh, maravilla.
Amen. Much, a lot more beautiful.
Gloria. Hallelujah.
So Caleb promised.
El que vaya a pelear,
whoever will go to fight.
O el que conquiste,
whoever will conquer.
O el que atacare,
whoever will attack.
A Kiryat Sefer,
to that city.
Le voy a dar a mi hija,
I'm going to give my daughter.
Se la voy a dar por mujer.
I'm going to give it to him as a wife.
Amen.
Amen.
El reto no era fácil.
That, now, this was not easy.
Sefer,
the challenge was not easy. Kiryat Sefer.
Era una ciudad muy amurallada.
It was a fortified city.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pero tenía que haber alguien digno.
But there was to be somebody who was worthy.
Que fuera digno.
Who was worthy.
Para ir.
To go.
A conquistar.
To conquer it.
La ciudad de Kiryat Sefer.
The city of Kiryat Sefer.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Gloria sea el nombre del Señor.
Glory be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Era grande el reto.
It was a great challenge.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pero recuerden.
But remember.
Para Caleb.
To Caleb.
No había ninguna circunstancia.
There was not a circumstance
que lo detuviera
that would stop him
para tomar cualquier
to
ciudad.
Take any city.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Caleb tenía revelación.
Caleb had revelation
que lo hacía mirar
that would look
las promesas.
The promises.
Y todo creyente
and every believer
que ha recibido revelación
that has received revelation.
Revelación de Dios.
Revelation of
revelación
God.
De este mensaje.
Revelation of this message.
Él no está viendo las circunstancias.
That is not looking at the circumstances.
Él está viendo la promesa.
He's looking at the promise
que Dios ha dado.
That God has given.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Entonces el reto.
So then the challenge.
No era fácil.
It wasn't an easy one.
La ciudad estaba muy amurallada.
The city was fortified.
Pero tenía que haber alguien digno.
But there had to be somebody worthy.
Para conquistar.
To conquer.
La ciudad.
The city.
De Kiryat Sefer.
De Kiryat Sefer.
Ahora escuche.
Now listen.
Kiryat Sefer.
Kiryat Sefer. Means.
La ciudad del libro.
The city of the book.
Significa,
it means
la ciudad del libro.
The city of the book.
¿Qué le recuerda eso?
What does that remind you of?
Apocalipsis 5.
A Revelation 5.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Había un libro.
There's a book.
Ahí estaba la ciudad.
That was the city.
Kiryat Sefer.
That was the city of Kiryat Sefer. Kiryat Sefer.
Era una ciudad.
It was a city.
Pero significaba.
But it means
la ciudad del libro.
The city of the book.
Y tenía que haber alguien digno.
And there had to be somebody worthy.
Que conquistara el libro.
To conquer that book.
Y en Apocalipsis 5.
And Revelation.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Se levantó uno digno.
It was one who was
para tomar el libro.
To take that
para
book.
Para conquistar el libro.
And to conquer that
Aleluya.
Book. Aleluya.
Gloria.
Aleluya. Glory.
Vamos a leerlo. Vamos a leerlo. Apocalipsis 5.
Revelation 5.
Apocalipsis 5. Vamos a abrirlo.
Let's open the book. Revelation 5.
Apocalipsis 5, 1.
5.
¿Sí?
5, 5.
5, 1.
Oh, 5, 1.
Okay.
And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within. And on the backside, sealed with seven seals.
Glory.
And I saw, versículo 2, and I saw a strong angel proclaim with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon.
What?
And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Verse 5. And one of the elders said unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof."
Amen. ¿Ve el cuadro?
You see the picture?
Gloria sea el Señor.
Blessed be the Lord.
Caleb.
Caleb.
En Josué 13.
In Joshua 13.
Hace el reto.
He makes a challenge.
Hace un anuncio.
He makes the announcement.
¿Quién atacare?
Whoever will overcome will take it.
La ciudad de Kiriat Sefer.
Whoever will overcome the city of Kiriat Sefer.
Y la tomare.
And he will take it.
Yo la daré.
I will give him.
Mi hija por mujer.
My wife.
Gloria sea al Señor.
My daughter to be his wife.
Y en Apocalipsis 5.
And Revelation 5.
Aquí vemos a uno más grande que Caleb.
We see one greater than Caleb.
Pregonando a gran voz.
And he cries with a loud voice.
¿Quién es digno de tomar el libro?
Who is worthy to open the book?
Porque Kiriat Sefer.
Because Kiriat Sefer.
La ciudad.
The city.
Significa la ciudad del libro.
The city means the city of the book.
Y en Apocalipsis 5.
And Revelation 5.
Vemos a uno con gran voz.
We hear one with a great voice.
Y hace el anuncio.
And he makes the announcement.
¿Quién es digno?
Who is worthy?
¿Quién es digno?
Who is worthy?
De querer tomar Kiriat Sefer.
That city.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
¿Quién es digno de tomar el libro?
Who is worthy to take the book?
Amen.
Amen.
Alabado sea el nombre.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Y mientras en Josué.
And while Joshua,
capítulo 13,
chapter 13,
Caleb hacía el anuncio,
Caleb made the announcement,
¿quién fuera digno?
Who was worthy,
para tomar el libro,
to take the book,
para tomar la ciudad,
to take the city,
parecía como que no había nadie,
but it looks like there was nobody,
todos se animaron,
everybody was excited,
pero miraron la ciudad,
but they look at the city,
estaba muy amurallada,
there was too much, it was too fortified,
muy fortificada,
it was too much fortified,
aleluya,
aleluya.
Gloria sea el Señor.
Glory be the name of the Lord.
Entonces,
so then,
Caleb anunció.
Caleb makes the announcement.
Amen. ¿Quién es digno?
Who is worthy? And there was silence. Hallelujah. And Caleb maybe started to weep.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then.
Pero en el verso 17,
but in verse 17
de Josué 13,
de Joshua 13,
había un varón.
There was a man.
Se llamaba Otoniel.
His name was Otoniel.
Vamos a leerlo.
We're going to read it.
Josué 13, 17.
Heshbon and all the cities that are in the plain, Divon, and Bamoth, Baal, and Beth, Balmion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Dice, y tomó.
And it took.
Otoniel.
Otoniel.
Hijo de Senaz.
The son of Senaz.
Hermano de Caleb.
A brother to Caleb.
Él fue.
He was the one that was worthy.
Él fue el único.
He was the only one.
Que pudo ir a conquistar.
That was able to conquer.
La ciudad de Kiriat Sefer.
The city of Kiriat.
Hallelujah. Y aquí en Apocalipsis 5.
In Revelation chapter 5.
Tenemos uno más grande que
Otoniel. We have one greater one than
him. Se llamaba Jesucristo.
And his name was Jesus
Christ. El león de la tribu de
Judá. The lion of the tribe of Judah.
El poderoso.
The powerful.
Y se oyó una voz que dijo,
and the voice came out and said,
"Why, no llores más.
Don't cry no more, John.
He aquí Otoniel.
Because Otoniel.
He aquí el león.
Here is the lion.
De la tribu de Judá.
Of the tribe of Judah.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Él es digno.
He is worthy.
De tomar el libro.
To take a book.
Y desatar sus sellos.
And to open those seals.
Alabado sea su nombre.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Y cuando él.
And when he.
Jesucristo.
Jesus Christ.
Fue hallado digno.
When he was found
de tomar
worthy.
El libro.
To open the book.
Cuando Otoniel.
When Otoniel.
Conquistó la ciudad.
When he conquered the city.
Y la ganó.
And he won it for.
Y conquistó la ciudad.
And he conquered the city.
De Kiriat Sefer.
Of a Kiriat Sefer.
Caleb
le dio a, he gave him his daughter to be his wife.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y cuando Mama. Cristo,
and when Christ,
el único digno,
the only one worthy,
en el cielo y en la tierra,
in the heavens and the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fue digno, el único,
when he was the only one
para
worthy
tomar el libro,
to take the book.
Cuando él tomó el libro,
when he took that book.
Alabado sea el nombre del Señor.
In the name of the Lord.
Hay una recompensa para él.
There was a recompense for
hay
him.
Acta.
There was a wife.
Hay una
novia.
There was a bride.
Usted estaba en el libro.
You was in the book.
Usted no estaba en el libro mormón.
You wasn't in the book of Mormons.
Ni en el libro testigo de Jehová.
Neither in the book of Jehovah.
Usted estaba en la Biblia.
You was
usted
in this
estaba
book.
En la palabra.
You was in the
Hallelujah.
Bible. You was in the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Gloria.
Glory.
Hallelujah. ¿Está disfrutando?
Are you being blessed?
Amen.
Amen.
Miel en la roca.
He said, "Honey in the rock."
Miel en la roca.
Honey in the rock. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yo creo que la roca.
I believe the rock.
Que dio agua en el desierto.
That gave water in the desert.
Está dando de beber a nosotros.
It's giving us water today.
Agua cristalina.
It's giving us pure
agua
water.
Agua cristalina.
It's giving us some pure water.
No es un agua estancada.
No, it's not a stagnated water.
No hay mosquitos.
There's no mosquitos there.
Ni sapos.
No, there's no frogs there.
No hay levadura.
There is nothing bad there.
No hay idea de hombre.
It's not an idea of man.
Es un agua cristalina que viene de la roca.
It is a crystal water that comes out of the rock.
Y la roca es Cristo.
And the rock is Christ.
Y esto está saliendo de él.
And this is coming through him.
El canal está abierto.
And the channel is open.
Y los que tienen sed.
And those that are thirsty.
Y también hambre.
And those that have hunger.
Están siendo saciados.
They are being satisfied.
Por la palabra.
Amen. By the word.
Aleluya.
Amen.
Gloria sea al Señor.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Siga. Okay. Hallelujah.
Alabado sea el nombre del Señor.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Verse 18.
And Kishathain and Sibma and Serasaverit in the mount of the valley. 15.
Okay.
13-18. And it came to pass, as it came to him, that she showed him to ask his father a field, and she lightened off her ass, and Caleb said unto her, What wouldest thou? Versículo 18. Yeah.
Gloria sea al Señor. Aquí vemos a Axa.
Here we see Axa.
Ya tiene un compañero.
Now she has a husband.
Que peleó por ella.
That fought for her.
Por amor a ella.
For love for her.
Es Otoniel.
Is Otoniel.
Recuerden Otoniel.
Remember Otoniel.
Conquistó la ciudad.
He conquered the city.
Amén.
Amen.
Cristo.
Christ.
Conquistó.
He conquered.
La ciudad del libro.
The city. Of the book. The book city.
Allá lo hizo natural, Otoniel.
There he made it natural.
La ciudad de Kiryat Sefer.
The city of Kiryat Sefer.
Significaba la ciudad del libro.
Met the city of the book.
Y Otoniel.
And now Otoniel.
Conquistó eso.
He conquered that.
Y acá en Apocalipsis 5.
And now in Revelation 5.
Vemos a otro Otoniel.
We see another Otoniel.
Uno más grande que Otoniel.
A greater than him.
Jesucristo.
Jesus Christ.
Conquista el libro.
He conquers the book.
Aleluya.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Gloria sea el nombre del Señor.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Recuerde.
Remember.
Otoniel.
Otoniel.
Arriesgó su vida.
He risked his own life.
Él entró a la batalla.
He entered into the battle.
Con el propósito.
With a purpose.
De obtener a Axa.
That he would take.
La batalla. La batalla.
The battle.
No era por dinero.
It wasn't for money.
No era para que lo vieran.
It wasn't so they can worship him.
La batalla era por ella.
The battle was because of her.
La batalla era por obtener a acá.
The battle was because he needed to take her and have her.
La batalla era por redimirla acá.
The battle was that he wanted to redeem her.
Y Otoniel.
And Otoniel.
Aceptó el reto.
He took the challenge.
Era por ella.
It was because of her.
Aceptó el reto.
He accepted the battle.
Por amor a ella.
Because he loved her.
La conquista.
He conquered it.
No era una medalla de oro.
He wasn't a gold medal.
La conquista.
He conquered her.
No era una fortuna de
dinero. It wasn't a fortune that he was after.
La conquista.
He conquered her.
No era por ser un gran guerrero.
It wasn't because he was a great warrior.
No era por ser un gran general.
It wasn't because he wanted to be a great general.
Otoniel vio el premio.
He looked at the prize.
Era Axa.
It was Axa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Axa.
Axa.
Era la atracción de Otoniel.
It was the attraction that was in him.
Por eso fue.
That's why.
Que Otoniel.
Otoniel.
Fue a la batalla.
He went to the battle.
Hallelujah.
Aleluya.
Y él peleó.
And he fought.
Por Acha.
Because of the, of
eso
her.
Eso era todo lo que
That's
él quería.
That's all that he wanted.
Amen.
Aleluya.
Otoniel.
Otoniel.
Se montó en su caballo.
He got on top of his horse.
Con toda su armadura.
With all of his equipment and things.
Y él entró a la ciudad que quería
hacer. And he went into the city.
Y hirió la cabeza de los enemigos.
And he went against the head of the enemies.
Y de esa manera él venció.
And thus he overcame.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Y cuando Otoniel.
And when Otoniel.
Poseyó.
When he possessed.
La ciudad de Kiriath Sefer.
The city of Kiriath Sefer.
Lo que seguía.
Whatever came after.
Era hacer el reclamo.
Here he was to that he must go and
Otoniel.
Take control of that.
Aleluya, Otoniel.
That he had won.
Otoniel.
Otoniel.
Se bajó del caballo.
He got off of the horse.
Se fue donde Caleb.
He went to Caleb.
Y le dijo.
And he said to him.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Consumado es.
It is done. It is finished.
La obra ha sido terminada.
Finished. That work has been done.
Él reclamó su herencia.
And he went and took that which he
promised
to him.
Aleluya.
And he asked that to be his wife.
Amen.
Aleluya.
Eso fue lo mismo.
That was the same thing
que hizo
that Jesus Christ made.
Él tomó el reto.
He took the challenge.
El Papa no lo podía hacer.
The Pope could not do it.
Los grandes predicadores de dominación
the great
tampoco.
Preachers could not do it.
Pero el reto lo tomó él.
But he took the challenge
para ir a conquistar.
So he can go and conquer
el libro.
The book
para ir a tomar.
So he can take
el libro.
The book.
That was in the hand
derecha, on the right hand of him that was sat on the throne.
Dice la Biblia,
and the Bible says
Apocalipsis 5:6,
Revelation 5:6
y miré que en medio,
and it looked in the midst
en medio del trono,
in the midst of the throne
de los cuatro seres vivientes,
the four living creatures
y en medio de los 24
and ancianos, in the midst of the 24 elders
estaba en pie,
and there was there standing
cordero,
the Lamb
como inmolado,
that was slain.
Él venía de pelear.
He came from fighting.
La más grande batalla
the greatest battle ever fought.
Él venía de herir.
And he came.
La cabeza al diablo.
He came from tearing down the head of the devil.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis.
In Genesis, chapter 3,
él dijo,
he said,
el Señor dijo,
and the Lord said,
tú le dirás la cabeza,
you will smite the head,
pero él te dará una herida en el calcañar,
but he will smite you in the foot.
Y esa escritura,
and that scripture,
se estaba cumpliendo.
He was being fulfilled
en el Calvario,
there in Calvary,
cuando Cristo,
when Christ,
le dio,
when he smit him,
hallelujah, un golpe
when
mortal,
he smit him that day,
se lo dio en la cabeza.
See, he smit him right on the head. We ask ourselves,
¿por qué el Señor no dijo?
Why did the Lord say?
¿Tú le herirás en el estómago?
You will hit him in his belly.
¿O le vas a herir las piernas?
Why didn't he say maybe you'll give him the legs?
¿Por qué él dijo en la cabeza?
Why did he say in the head?
¿Por qué la cabeza?
Because the head.
Satanás tiene todo.
When he has the head, he's got everything. Satan has everything.
Su conocimiento.
Your knowledge.
Ahí tiene toda su teología.
He has all his theology.
Entonces, el golpe.
So the smitten.
Se lo dio en el lugar principal.
He gave it in the perfect place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Se lo dio en la cabeza.
He gave it right in the head.
Amen.
Amen.
Y la escritura dice,
and the word says.
Y derrotando los principados.
And he overcame principalities.
Y a las potestades.
And powers.
Lo exhibió.
And he raised it up.
Públicamente.
Publicly.
Triunfante en la cruz.
Triumphing in the cross.
Fe.
That's where our faith rests.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Otoniel.
Otoniel.
Kilisco.
Kilisco.
Hallelujah. Tomó el libro.
He took the book.
Amen.
Amen.
Él peleó por usted.
He fought for you.
Él fue la conquista por usted.
He made the conquest because of you.
¿Está contento por eso?
Aren't you happy because of that?
¿Merecíamos ir al infierno?
We was worthy of going to hell.
Usted y yo.
You and I. We was worthy of going to hell. We deserve it.
Usted y yo.
You and I.
Habíamos pecado.
We have sinned.
Pero él vino.
But he came.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Descendió.
Grace. Grace came down.
Y él dijo,
and he said,
yo, lo de él.
Lo de él.
Démelo a mí.
Give it to me.
La Biblia dice,
the Bible says
que él tomó
that he took
nuestros pecados.
He took our sins.
Y no solo nuestros pecados,
and not only our sins.
Nuestras enfermedades.
Our sicknesses.
Y las tomó.
And he took him.
Y las tiró.
And he
threw him
tiró al mar del olvido.
To the sea of forgetfulness.
Amen.
Amen.
El diablo nos quiere decir que estamos enfermos.
The devil wants to tell us that we're sick.
Pero estamos sanos.
We are healed.
Porque la Biblia dice,
because the Bible says,
por sus llagas,
because of his stripes,
cada latigazo,
every one of
que
those
le dieron
stripes,
en sus espaldas,
that they gave into
por
his
sus
back,
llagas,
because of his
fuimos nosotros
stripes,
sanados.
We was healed.
Amen.
Amen.
Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Vamos a seguir.
Let's go on.
Un poquito más.
Let's go on further.
Entonces,
so then,
aquí vemos a Otoniel.
We see Otoniel
con Axa.
With Axa.
Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Y Axa.
And Axa.
Ya tiene Otoniel.
He already has her.
Axa.
Axa.
Ya tiene las tierras del Negev.
He's got the lands of Negev.
Vamos a leer a Josué.
Joshua, 15. Let's read 15.
18
and 19. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask his father a field, and she led off her ass, and Caleb said unto her, what wouldest thou? Who answered, give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land, give me also the spring of water. And he gave her the upper spring and the nether spring.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Gloria sea al Señor.
Blessed be the Lord.
Aquí vemos a Axa.
Here we see Axa.
Ya tiene Otoniel.
Now he has Otoniel.
Ya tiene las tierras del Negev.
He already has the land.
Pero Axa quiere más.
But Axa wants more.
Lo mismo que Caleb.
The same as Caleb.
Caleb quería más.
Caleb wanted some more.
Ya tenía Hebrón.
He wanted Hebrón.
Pero quería Sefer.
Pero Caleb quería more.
Los genes de Caleb,
the genes of Caleb,
estaban en Axa.
It was upon Axa.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lo mismo de Cristo,
the same of Christ,
está en la novia.
It's in the bride.
¿No dijo él en su palabra?
Didn't he say in his word?
Que así como Dios se vació en Cristo,
that God emptied himself in Christ.
Cristo se vació en la iglesia.
Christ will empty himself in
Hallelujah.
The bride.
Hallelujah. Gloria sea al Señor.
Glory be the name of the Lord.
Amen. ¿Está contento? Amen.
Are you happy?
Nos sentimos bien esta
we
hora.
Feel good this time.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Hermanos, sentimos que Dios está en medio de nosotros.
Brother, we feel that God is in the midst of us.
En la forma de la palabra.
In the form of the word.
Haciendo una obra.
To doing a work.
En cada uno de nosotros.
In each and every one of
esta hora.
Us. In the midst of us.
Ahí viene Axa.
Now here comes Axa.
Y va donde Caleb.
And he goes to Caleb.
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 Padre.
Father.
Dame un don.
Give me a gift. And he said, what do you want? Give me what I'm going to ask you. You have given me the lands of Negev. I want you to give me something else. Look at the desire that was upon him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be the Lord. And he asked him. Look at what he asked him. I want you to hold tight. This is something that can hurt your heart. Look at what he asked. Give me the spring of the upper spring and the nether spring. Not only the upper one, but also the one in the bottom. He wants the fountain of the top are the blessings, spiritual blessings that God gives his people. And the fountain below are the material things that God gives you also.
Hallelujah!
Axa was asking for the top and the bottom blessing.
Gloria, gloria.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Alabado sea el nombre del Señor.
Alabado. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Que él nos dé la fuente.
That he may give us a fountain.
Arriba.
The springs of the heavens.
Y la de abajo también.
And the ones in the bottom also.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The fountains, the springs from above, spiritual blessings, like we are receiving now, like we are receiving in this hour, blessings, spiritual blessings, that he gives us through his grace. But Asa,
no solamente quería las de arriba.
He did not only want the ones on top.
Quería las de abajo también.
He wanted the ones below also.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Las de abajo.
And the ones below.
Es el trabajo que Dios te ha dado.
It's the work that, you, that God has given
las
you.
Las bendiciones materiales.
The material blessings that
ha
He has given
un trabajo.
You. He's given you a work.
Te ha dado quizás un carro.
Maybe He's given you a car.
Quizás te ha dado una casa.
Maybe He's given you a house.
Quizás te ha dado alguna cuentecita en el
Maybe
banco.
Maybe He's given you an account in the bank.
Esas son las fuentes de abajo.
Those are the springs from below.
De abajo.
The blessings from below.
Que Dios por su gracia.
That God through His grace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is
giving you in this hour.
Amen.
Amen.
¿Está contento?
Are you happy?
Y si ese,
and if that.
Era el deseo de Asa.
That was the desire of Asa.
Ese debe ser nuestro
deseo
hoy.
That should be the desire of us as well.
Que él nos dé.
That He will give us.
La fuente de arriba.
The fountain from above.
Y la fuente de abajo.
And the fountain from below.
Jesús dijo.
Jesus said.
Él alzó la voz.
He raised up His hand, His
y
voice.
Y dijo, si alguno tiene sed.
If anyone has thirst.
Venga a mí.
Come to me.
Y beba.
And drink.
Yo soy la fuente.
I am the fountain.
De agua.
Of water.
Las aguas.
The waters.
Que pidió Asa.
That asked.
Jesús es la fuente.
Jesus Christ is the fountain.
Esa agua.
That Asa asked
for.
He is the fountain from above.
Abajo.
And He is the fountain from below. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Eso fue lo mismo que pidió la samaritana.
That's the same thing that the great Samaritan asked. The great Samaritan.
La samaritana.
Amen.
Fue al pozo de Jacob.
She went to Jacob's well.
Ella fue buscando un agua natural.
She went looking for a natural water.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pero ahí estaba el que le iba a dar agua espiritual.
But there he was, the one that was going to give her spiritual waters.
El que le iba a abrir la fuente.
The one that was going to open the fountain.
Ella encontró.
She found.
Lo que su alma necesitaba.
What her soul needed it.
Y yo creo.
And I believe.
Que esta iglesia.
That this church.
Este tabernáculo.
This tabernacle.
Es un pozo de Jacob.
Is a fountain. Is a spring of Jacob.
Todo sediento.
Everyone is thirsting. Everyone that is thirsting, every that one that is dying,
va a encontrar agua en esta fuente.
Will find that water in this
aquí
fountain.
Va a encontrar amor divino.
Here he'll find
heavenly
love, perfect
aquí
love.
Va a encontrar compañerismo.
Here he's going to find fellowship.
Amen.
Amen.
Gloria.
Glory.
Aleluya. Vengan todos los sedientos.
Everyone that thirsts, come.
Jesús dijo,
Jesus said,
que tuviera sed.
Whoever is thirsty,
vamos
come.
Terminando.
We're finishing.
Alégrese.
Be happy.
Jesús dijo, yo le daré.
Jesus said, I will give unto him.
Gratuitamente.
Free.
Gratuita.
Free.
No tienes que pagar.
You have to pay nothing.
No tienes que decir.
You don't have to say.
Pac-